Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to mikereinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we talk about finding a true sports physical therapy clinic.
The Ask Mike Reinold Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to mikereinold.com/performance to sign up today. Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show. I am here with the crew of Champion PT and Performance up in Boston answering your questions. I have Dan Pope, Lisa Lowe, Mike Scudetto, Dave Tilley, Kevin Coughlin, and Lenny Macrina all here answering your questions. Len, who do we have for a student today?
We have one student, the lone wolf. We have Michael Barra from Belmont University in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee.
I feel like if you howled right there, Michael, when you said the lone wolf, if you actually did that, that would have been pretty epic. But you know, maybe next episode. But Michael, what do we have for a question today, my friend?
So today we have a question coming from Disgruntled in DC. If you're hired to a practice voted best sports medicine practice in the city, would you be highly disappointed if you were treating a mostly unfit, sedentary OA and chronic low back pain patient? What interview questions might you ask to be sure that if hired and invited to the party, you are also allowed to drink the punch?
I thought that was a great question. I also think most people in DC are disgruntled right now, so that this will be hard to figure out who this person is. But that's a great one. I like how they phrased it. So now, again, this is almost like several episodes ago, but like, you know, we've given out too much info. Right? We can Google and figure this one out. But we see that all the time, right? Most outpatient physical therapy clinics have the word sports in it, right? You know, which is kind of ironic that we don't, Len. Why didn't we? Should we have?
Champion PT and Performance. Yeah, sports performance. Damn it.
I know. I don't know. What is performance? People probably think, well, I don't want to know what people think, but
Broadway performance.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things here, but, I want to approach this question from the standpoint of a student, early career professional looking for a job. They want to get into sports physical therapy, and all these outpatient clinics are orthopedic, right? Which is fine, right? I would start by just giving those people a little bit of advice first and just say this. Look, your clinic is open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. or whatever it may be, right? Your athletes are going to be in school at some time, right? So you're going to treat adults. You're going to treat Medicare patients. It's part of what we do as physical therapists. I would like to redirect a little bit of your energy, and I would like for you to look at some of those patients and say, how can I treat them like an athlete? You know, because I think everybody's an athlete at heart, right? That's kind of some of the principles we have at Champion, our CPS program here, is that, you know, athleticism or performance isn't about sport. It's about what you want to do with your body. So I do think the early career professionals need to kind of, you know, think about that a little bit. Like, orthopedics can be about getting the most out of your body too. So kind of keep that in mind. But like, look, like, you're not going to treat high school soccer players at 9 a.m., right? So yeah, I think you have to have some realistic expectations when you're coming into this job hunt. But what advice do we have for early career professionals that want to find a place that is mostly sporty? Why don't we say it that way? Who wants to start? Lisa?
Sure. I guess as part of the interview process, I would ask to shadow for a day. So you like get a chance to like actually see what a day in the clinic is like. you know, to see if you feel like you'd fit in with the other people so you can actually just see like who walks in the door. I feel like, you know, it shows that you're interested in the clinic and that you're wanting to get to know the people that will be potentially your coworkers at the same time as then you get to kind of semi-interview the facility for yourself, you know?
Yeah. Get to see it firsthand with like who's walking in, right?
Yeah.
And if they say no, maybe you could just like park in the parking lot and stalk for a day, yeah, right? And just take notes.
But also, but then that's a sign, right? If they're not willing to let you like shadow for a day to like see if you'd like it there, see if they'd like you, like that's maybe also a sign, you know?
Right. I like that. Don't go by the name of the clinic. Actually go. And I think you can start with an interview question, right? When you're talking, just say like, you know, what's your percentage of population between adults and athletes, and start with that and see where right, the like conversation leads.
What's an average caseload like, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
In terms of whether it's age range, but then I think like you said before, Mike, that just asking about age range doesn't show you the type of people you're working with. I mean, there's athletes on all of our caseloads that are everything from 12 to 70 something, you know, and they're all athletes and they're all looking to live their best life. And if we can help them do that, then fantastic, you know?
Right. Yeah. What else? What other tips for the interview process? What do you got, Mike?
Well, yeah, I'd say going back to the question, it's a little confusing to me. It sounds like maybe everyone, all the other PTs are seeing athletes, and this person is the only PT that's not seeing the athletic population.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's how I read it.
Yeah. So
my advice, well, a couple of things. One is I would want to ask this person, like, what's their background? Are they coming from a clinic where they treated mostly, you know, older patients or like geriatrics, or they saw a lot of low back pain people and they were hired to this sports medicine clinic. And then the clinic decided that they're going to be the clinician that sees a lot of these patients. But my advice to that person, if they want to start working with athletes, is they have to create, you know, some kind of incentive for their clinic to let them treat athletes. So they have to provide some value to the clinic and say, okay, here's what I'm working on. So maybe they go into a niche of a sport and they say, okay, I'm going to really focus on this aspect of physical therapy for this specific sport. And I want to start bringing in some patients, you know, so if there's any soccer patients that, you know, want to come into our clinic, you know, if you could put them on my schedule because of XYZ work that I've done in this field, that'd be a great way to kind of break into seeing an athlete. So maybe start with a very specific niche of athlete, obviously have some perceived value for the clinic. Maybe you're doing research or writing blog posts, you're putting out promotional material for the clinic. And then they're probably more likely to put some athletes on your schedule in that sport. Once you get a few athletes in one sport, I think it's probably going to be easier to cross over to other sports and start working with more athletes on your schedule.
Yeah, that's good advice, Mike. And I try to tell people that you got to think that there's an evolution behind this and it's going to take a little time to get some traction, right? But like you may start off just treating like a couple of like, let's say you have two soccer ACLs after school and the rest of your schedules, you know, like the sedentary, you know, Medicare type patient, like you said in your question, right? I think what you do is you really, you know, you treat everybody great, obviously, but you really over deliver on those two. And what happens is over time is their friends, the parents of those kids, the coach of those teams, they're gonna slowly send you more and more people. And then you'll go from, you know, 10% athletes to 20% athletes, then 30%, then 40%, right? There's gonna be an evolution where if you excel at something, it will happen. It'll take some time, but you gotta get there.
Just for a perspective, when I started out as a PT, and Mike, you were there with me. this was in 2003, 2004. I was the Medicare therapist for Health South in Birmingham. And so from
forgot about that
8 a.m. until 3 p.m, or whatever it was, I treated one patient an hour because I was the new hire. And so I treated only Medicare patients from like 8 to 3 until high school got out. And then from like 3 to 5, whatever it was, I would treat high school kids and athletes. So, but you get relationships with the front desk, people who are scheduling, you develop a little niche, you talk to your boss and you do con ed and you kind of grind and you focus your attention on a certain aspect of what you want to do. And then they hire somebody new and you get bumped up. you're no longer that person, and you now have developed hopefully a little niche in relationships with the front office who are doing the scheduling, and you hopefully begin to see the fruits of your labor pay off. So it's a process, but I think we've all kind of been there, at least me.
And Len, what do you think? What's the majority? What are the two diagnoses you treat the most right now?
Yeah, now it's ACL and UCL. So I see a lot of CLs.
so hang in there. It gets better. I forgot we did that to you. That was awesome. Yeah. You know, that was right after the big FBI raids, and we wanted to make sure we were doing good by the federal Medicare laws.
Guidelines.
Yeah. But you know, I think that's a really good point. And I will say this: I will say around Christmas time, we are quite envious, right? All my patients smell, right? And Lenny's got baked goods, like he's got like all these like cupcakes mm-hmm. and cakes that everybody's giving him, right? And all my people smell like feet, right? So it was definitely something we were jealous of Lenny at the time. But I do think that's a good concept. I like that because we have to accept that this is a part of practice and you will get there at some point. That being said, any other advice that anybody has, like for somebody that is looking for a PT clinic? I think it's obvious to talk. I think it's obvious to, you know, try to shadow in there. Is there anything else, or is this simply something where the person just has to go out there and try to get some patients themselves to make it the athletic environment they want? What do you guys think? I mean, I'm kind of curious to hear from like Dave, Dan, Kevin. You guys just came from like insurance-based models. Like, what'd you guys do, Dan?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a mentality shift. And I don't know if this is what's going on for the person who asked this question, but I think sometimes we kind of expect to go to a clinic and the clinic to hand us the people that we're looking for. I don't think that happens often in life in general, you know, not just with physical therapy. So I think a lot of it is you want to go into a clinic that's open to you, trying to see a given population, and then you kind of have to market yourself. You know, you have to do all the things that everyone just talked about. So, you know, you go through a lot of schooling, and I don't know if it's your first job. It sounds like your second job, right? And maybe, you know, you were hoping it was going to be a little better. But I don't think we can go into it with this expectation that it's going to kind of deliver exactly, you know, what you want. Maybe in this case, it was a bait and switch. And I really recommend what everyone else says. So Lenny, right, just trying to talk to your boss, like, why am I getting on Medicare, people? Can we get a plan to stop over the course of time? The other part is, like, I think you have to kind of earn the respect of the community that you want to work with, right? And that's that should be the expectation going into it. It shouldn't be the other way around. People should just show up and be on your schedule naturally. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of hammer that home and just reiterate what you guys already said.
Yeah. I think you got to make the situation how you want, right? So you go to that soccer player's first game back. You're there on the sidelines. You're cheering them on. You're wearing a t-shirt of your physical therapy clinic with the word sport in it, right? And you're there, like, you know, but you're part of that process. You have to, I hate to say it, but you almost got to become part of the family. I almost tweeted this over the weekend, but it's literally over the weekend. And I can't tell you how many athletes I was talking to over the weekend, some personally and some just like for just little advice here and there. And some athletes I haven't even worked with in for 15 years, and they're still texting me questions about stuff. Like, you got to be part of their lives working with sports and athletes. Like, you got to be part of helping them and become their go-to resource. And then they'll send all their friends, their teammates, and that sort of thing. So get out there, get in the community, reach out to coaches, volunteer your time. You know what I mean? Like make the situation the best you can. I sincerely think that anybody, even if your whole clinic treats just sedentary adults, I think you can become the athletic person if you put yourself out there. Just realize that you may have to go get some of those patients, right? You have to do that lead generation by doing some of the things that we've talked about. They're not just going to get magically handed to you. So keep that in mind as well. Awesome. All right. Great question, Disgruntled. I appreciate it. Thank you for that. If you have a question like Disgruntled in DC, head to micron.com, click on the podcast link, fill out the form, and please, please, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we will see you on a future episode. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to micron.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at mikereynolds.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.